Spiritualism and Bible Prophecy. This week we continue what we studied last week on spiritualism and the occult by seeing the place of spiritualism in the scriptures. Jesus Christ declared that in the last days there would arise false Christs and false prophets who would be working signs and wonders to seek to destroy the very elect. Now, if they're false prophets, there must be at least one true prophet. So as Christ looks to the last days, he sees the gift of prophecy functioning, but he sees other false prophets destroying. He sees Christianity prospering, but he also sees false Christs deceiving. Part number one, deceitful miracles. What is a miracle? A miracle is an action that seems to defy normal procedures and laws. Normally, the grape vine takes water and changes it into wine. A miracle, water was changed into wine immediately by the true vine. Normally, the wheat field takes a whole season to multiply sheaves and make loaves. Jesus Christ, the Creator, could make loaves multiply right at the beginning. The fish could multiply seasonally. Jesus Christ could multiply the fish in his hands. The miracle working power seems to defy the normal laws of nature and being. Satan is going to work miracles. And he's going to work miracles universally. John sees three great powers: the dragon, which is paganism; the beast, which is the papacy; and the false prophet, which is Protestantism fallen, combining with spiritualistic forces to work miracles to gather together the kings of the earth and the whole world. Now in Revelation 13, we see that the word earth, talking about the lamb-like beast, referred to the United States of America. So possibly this verse in Revelation 13 indicates that the working of this threefold union connected with spiritualism, working miracles, will start in the earth with the rulers of the earth, the legislature, the president, the judiciary, influenced, and then of the whole world following the leadership of the United States. Now these kings of the earth and the whole world in the sixth plague are in contrast with the kings of the east. So prophecy brings two categories of kings, the kings of the east and the kings of the whole world. And later on in our study, we will apply these two kinds of kings. Part number two, satanic delusions. Now these miracles that are worked through a combination of Satanism, Catholicism, Protestantism, working miracles, will delude. Paul, looking ahead, sees wickedness incarnate, one translation says. Then shall wickedness incarnate, Satan in human form, will be revealed with all power and signs and lying wonders, so that men who love not the truth, thy word is truth, will believe a lie. Now I'd like to point out that while the King James Version says they will believe a lie, the Greek says they will believe the lie. And the lie is found in Genesis 3. They shall not surely die. And these delusions that will follow belief that there is no such thing as death will have a great deal to sweep mankind generally into Satan's power and into his trapping net. Part number three, the master attempt of Satan. The crowning act in the great drama of deception is Satan's personating Christ. That statement is made in great controversy. It's also made by Paul. Satan will masquerade, he says, as an angel of light. Now, he cannot counterfeit the second coming of Christ. Every eye sees Jesus Christ. The sound goes around the world. The earth shakes, the mountains move, the islands disappear, the cities are destroyed. But Satan will make it appear, as Christ says, so that men will say, I've seen him there, lo here, I've seen him in the desert. I've seen him in the seance room, lo here, lo there. Believe it not. This deception, Christ declared, will deceive, if it were possible, the very elect. Now, part number 4 answers how it is that the elect are the elect. What is the defense against deception? Only those who have been diligent students of the Scriptures and who have received the love of the truth will be shielded from the powerful delusion that takes the world captive. It's only as we fix our minds with the biblical description as to how Christ comes. The Lord shall descend from heaven with all the holy angels, with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. The wicked will be destroyed by the brightness of his coming. The dead will be resurrected. Only those who know that all these things must take place at the second coming of Christ will not be deceived. And so Jesus prayed, sanctify, protect, help them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. Let us therefore read and reread the biblical description as to the second coming of Christ, and having saturated our minds with the evidences of the second advent, any false appearance of Satan as Christ will not deceive. And we will be among those who will say, lo, when Jesus Christ comes, this is our God. We have waited for him. We haven't been fooled. We haven't been deceived by the counterfeit Christ. We haven't been deceived by the one who has impersonated Christ. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Satan has promised salvation. Satan has declared that he's changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. Satan will, by his false gospel, his false Pentecost, his false revival, his false making fire come down from heaven, almost deceive the elect, but he will not. Part number 5, the only safeguard against spiritualism, to know Jesus. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Now, how do we get to know Jesus? By reading the Scriptures, by pondering his word very carefully, by imitating Christ. So Bible study, prayer, imitation, witness, the daily opening of the heart to the infilling Spirit, the readiness to allow Christ to mold and fashion us. It is by these methods that we get to know Jesus in experience. And then that day, that deception, that lie that will almost sweep the elect into the ranks of Satan will leave those thus fortified unscathed. Part number 6, safeguard against spiritualism. Number 2, my sheep know my voice, Jesus declared. The good shepherd's voice is recognized. Now, how is it recognized? Now, I can recognize my wife's voice because I hear it every day. If I never listened to it, if I never heard it, how could I recognize it? So when the Lord says his sheep know his voice, they have tuned their ears to hearing it. No fake voice pretending to be the voice of the good shepherd will ever deceive the sheep. They follow him. They know where he would go. They are aware of the pathways along which he, the way, would lead them. And so when they listen to some siren song, some deceptive voice, some suggestion of the adversary through a beautiful medium, they will immediately say, this is not the voice of the good shepherd. So as we think of spiritualism and Bible prophecy, we see that the Bible writers were perfectly aware that one of the forces that would deceive in the last days would be the overwhelming power of spiritualism. And the antidote to it, the preparation for it, is to know Jesus, to know his word, to know his path, to know his fruit, so well that any counterfeit will be immediately recognized.